Good evening. Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from FYU, Florida International University, and we just conducted a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment,
yes,
or condominium?
It's a home.
It's a town home?
Family.
Oh, single family, okay. And do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
You own it? Okay. And can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
I don't know. I don't remember.
About 20 years ago, 30 years ago, more or less?
Probably 30. Mm-hmm.
30 years ago? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. So that would be... Okay. Thank you. Okay. Allow me just a moment. About 30 years? Yeah. Now, moving right along. How many years have you been a permanent resident in Florida?
All my life.
That would be, what, 45 years?
I wish.
Yeah,
no, it's,
more than,
it's a lot older than that.
So about 60 years?
Yeah, let's try 70. Or
okay, I understand. Have you...
80.
Oh, okay. Wow, it doesn't sound like it. Believe me, no, but you don't, that's why I said 45. But have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or 5? Have you experienced any of those?
What are you saying? What about those storms?
Have you or any adults in your household experienced a tropical storm? A category.
We've all had tropical storms. I live in Florida.
Right. So you experienced tropical storm. How about a hurricane, category 1? Do you experience a category 1 hurricane?
Luckily not.
How about category 2?
No, none of the hurricanes.
Okay, so it's just a tropical storm.
I've been in that in Alabama in one, but not here.
Understood. But can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm? Do you remember the year?
No.
The year?
No, I don't.
Was it 2 years ago?
I don't remember my birthday. No, it's probably about two to three years ago whenever we had one.
Okay, so let me see. Like in 2019, right? About 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four,
5 years. Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? A yes or no?
Have they been damaged by a hurricane?
Have you had to live? You or any adults?
I have a son that lives with me, but he has never had any problems with the hurricane.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
All right.
Yeah, excellent. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane related, like tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
I think you have to be worried about that all the time. I lived in Alabama for a few years, and they have them really bad. And I'm telling you, here in Florida, it's much better. But, they, you know, I think you have to be careful
always
with them. And
right,
you always got to
be on guard. But how vulnerable do you feel? Somewhat, extremely, or not too?
Well, they just come, so you just have to put up with them. So I don't know. I mean, I'm scared of them. But I don't go out when they do it, and I pray a lot when we do get one. But
that's
I've not had anything damaged, but my sister did this time.
Oh, wow.
She had a storm the other day.
Is she all right, though?
Yeah, it just tore down. They live in Glen St. Mary, and it tore their whole fence down. You know, they had a...
yes.
They got a lot of property there, but
scary. Yeah, very scary. Now, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? You will put up the hurricane shutters, board up your home, or buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, or you will call the insurance company, or you will drive home to a relative, a friend in another area, or you will not make... Yes, ma'am?
It's according to how bad we think it is. I have before went to a relative, like mm-hmm. my sister lives in Glen St. Mary, and it wasn't coming that way. We went there, and then, but most of the time we stay here, and we're just, I take everything out of the yard. I don't want anything hitting my windows and all that stuff. So I'm real careful about
Excellent, ma'am. Now, we're talking about a serious threat of a hurricane threat. So you will go away from it, right, to a relative friend, correct?
Yeah, if okay. I think that it's going to be a really bad one, I'll take my pets and I go to my sister's if they're not going to get it, or if I do have to go
okay.
back further, we have family in Glen St. Mary and Panama City.
But let's say there's a serious hurricane coming. You got a hurricane warning. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Within 48 hours, 36 hours, or within a few hours?
As soon as I hear it might be coming, I start worrying about it. I pick everything up out of the yard, and so nothing will blow on it. And if I have to feel like I need to tape the windows, I do that. But our windows are more or less in,
right,
in the house.
So as soon as you get your first warning, you started preparing, right?
Yeah,
I
make sure that we can do as much as we can.
Understood. And I know you pray a lot, but considering, you say, well, you told me that, and that's the best thing to do. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I know that I'll be safe. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that you get all the information that you need. You know, that you got, how certain are you? Very, somewhat, or not at all?
I'm still concerned. I don't care what you do. You never know what it's going to do. Never know.
Understood.
So I'm just careful about it, and if I feel like it's going to come right straight to us, then, you know, if we need to go out, we'll discuss that. But I have a two-story house, and it's kind of solid, you know.
Understood. Thank God for that. Now, can you please select your top three sources of information? Do you use the internet source or other than social media? Do you use the radio to get your news, the TV, the newspaper, the printed media, the friends and family? Yeah.
I use the television when they start, and my son lives with me.
Okay.
And he's learned about everything. So, I mean, he's older, you know. He's
that's
in the 20s, so, you know.
That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Do you use the radio or the social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube?
Listen to the TV. We do listen to the radio occasionally.
Okay. Understood. All right. On the scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness? What number from 1 to 5?
I'd say at least 4.
At least 4, okay.
5, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? How about the property taxes? Was that a factor for you to be able to prepare? Or the cost of food and other essentials? Or the cost of insurance? The cost of housing? Or the transportation costs? Or the loss of income or employment? Or the cost of childcare? Any of those impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm?
Television and the radio and everything.
Understood. But is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
sure it is.
Okay. And which one, the flood zone or evacuation zone? Do you know?
Probably evacuation.
Evacuation zone. And what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Do you know the letter A for all hurricanes or the letter B?
I don't remember. You know, we haven't had one that we've had to evacuate in a long time or that's been that bad.
Okay. So let me ask you.
They'll tell me that, what it is when one of those come around.
And let's thank God for that, and let's hope that you never get any of those warnings. But that's what we're doing, this for you to be aware and prepare. But let's say for the sake of argument, the hurricane threat is coming your way. When will you evacuate? 48 hours? 36 hours? 24 hours? Or
as soon as I got everything where it wouldn't fall or do things in my house, I would hightail it out.
So I get
everything prepared.
The faster the better, right?
And everything in my yard. I don't have anything laying down that could be blown in and hit
cause damage.
I have 5 windows. So,
wow. Yeah, that's a big house, yeah.
And it's 2-story. And I just try to take care of all that. And if I feel like it's going to be that bad, I'll take everything up so that if it does break, it won't.
That's real smart. That's real smart. Let's say if you need to evacuate, where would you go? To the local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend and family? Another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you will not leave your house under any circumstances? Where would you go?
I would probably go to... My sister lives in Glen St. Mary.
Okay.
If it wasn't headed that way or it's not coming from that way, I would be going probably upstate.
That would be your first option, right? And how many vehicles are available in your household? One, two, one. Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy? Do you know?
I don't know that.
Okay. And how confident are you that you can come out with at least $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain that you can come out with that money? Probably, or probably not, or could not come out with that?
I don't. If it was in addition to what my insurance pays, it'd be hard to come up with.
Okay, understood. So could probably not, right? Should I record that as your answer? Okay. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Do you think that decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
It's the same.
The same? And how about in 1 and 3 years, in the past 1 and 3 years, have your insurance rate changed significantly?
It's been the same.
The same? Okay. In the 3 to 5 years, the same?
Yes, because I haven't had any trouble. I mean, you know,
Excellent.
We haven't had any trouble or anything like that.
So you got a good record with the insurance company, I understand. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policy. Now, will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
I don't know about that. I'd have to ask my son about that. But my house isn't paid for yet, you know.
Oh, okay.
But we would, you know, we'd do whatever we could or we thought would be best at that time.
I understand. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? You think it should be the federal government who should do that? The state government, the local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts? What's your opinion?
That I don't know. You'd have to ask my son or you know, but I wouldn't know.
No, I understand. You do not know, but what do you think? Who do you think it should be the one who should help to reimburse your costs? Who do you think should do it? The federal government? The state government or the local government? Who do you think should help you to reimburse?
I guess the local, because they wouldn't be more apt to do it. But
because you pay
know.
The tax system, right? Now, on the scale to 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced for 1 to 5? How much confidence do you have?
Well, since I don't know about how the, I haven't been into any of the buildings, you know, or heard about them, you know, since we built this house, I don't know. I really don't know.
Can you give me a guess, just a number from 1 to 5?
Okay, let's just say 3 then.
Okay. And how about, how much confidence do you have that the local land use planning, it takes into account hurricane risk? Do you think when they plan it to use the land, they take into consideration the hurricane risk? How confident do you feel about that? From 1 to 3.
What are you saying? The hurricane what?
Okay, the question is, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 3?
I don't understand that. I don't understand that because I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand the question.
Okay, the question is, let me put it. When they're planning to use a piece of land, let's say someone goes and buy a house, and they want to use that piece of land, right? Now, how much confidence do you have that they take into account or into a consideration the hurricane wind risk on that area? Do you think that they have, do you have a reasonable confidence, no confidence at all, or very high confidence from 1 to 5?
I'm not sure. I don't understand that question either. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, man. No problem. Well, thank you for your patience, okay? Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Bye-bye.